Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Unmotivated Habits Podcast. I did a couple of the things I had been putting off for a while, one of them being getting my social media in order. My wife is officially on maternity leave, and she has agreed to help me out with some of that because I'm not very good at it. So if you give me a follow over on Instagram at Unmotivated Habits, now there should finally be some decent content coming out over there with her help. And the other thing, which is more up my alley, is I finally set up my Discord server for the show. So if you're interested in joining the Discord server, that'll be for, you know, asking me questions or suggesting topics or just chatting with each other about what we're doing. I'll talk about my workouts. I'll put out some other content over there. Just go to unmotivatedhabits.com. And I put a link at the top of the page that says Discord, so click on that if you need any help. I also included a link for people to get help signing up for Discord servers. And with that out of the way, today we have a very special episode for you. Joey Braun and Avery Chapman are the hosts of the Mindshape podcast, which is an amazing show which takes a deep dive into some of the most heart-wrenching and just inspiring stories you'll ever hear. And as someone who continues to struggle with trauma and sharing my own experiences, I can't tell you how much I appreciate what they're doing. Every episode is moving and leaves you feeling like you can take on whatever life wants to throw at you. So go check that out if you haven't already. That is the Mindshape podcast. Give them a follow as well. And without further ado, let's get into it. All right. Well, Joey and Avery, thank you guys so much for coming on to my podcast. I really appreciate it. And before we get into it, I just wanted to say thank you because your podcast, I've listened to a few of them so far, and it's a really special idea coming from someone who's dealt with their own trauma, people close to me with their traumas, just really difficult experiences. What you're doing is awesome. So thank you for doing that.
You're very welcome. Yes, definitely. It's been a wild ride, Michael. It's been a wild ride of meeting so many amazing people, and the stories have just been wow.
Yeah. Yeah. The ones I've listened to, it's really amazing. And you guys have been doing this, you're on season three now. Did your idea start off with getting people to talk about these experiences, to open up about their difficulties, or did the podcast kind of evolve into that? Is this the way you started it?
Go ahead, Avery.
That's a really, I like that question. To answer it right away, yes, it evolved. You know, we first started off and honestly, we didn't know what we were doing. We were trying to, you know, you want to try something, you have this idea and we just let it take off, you know, and slowly but surely, we are turning into what we are today. You know, we're finding these amazing guests. Joey does a phenomenal job of finding these incredible people, but it was a slow start. We had a lot of things we had to get through to get to where we are today, you know, dealing with season three. But man, let me tell you, season one compared to season three, total different, Mindshape podcast. So
yeah,
but yeah. I don't know if you had anything to say about that, Joey.
Yeah. Avery explained it perfectly. We started out the podcast. It's actually a crazy story. So the podcast starting was, I was sitting there like, I wanted to make an impact on other people's lives. I don't know how to. I was down in the dumps and I was like, all right, how can I do something to impact other people? So I started listening to podcasts and I got the idea of just, okay, why not start one myself? And I started one with a couple different people. Didn't work out. It was weird. You know, I only had a couple people listening, my mom, my sister, and a couple of my friends. And I quit. And then eventually it was like, what, I think February or January, February. And 2018, was it, Avery? Or 19?
Yeah, it had to be 2019.
2019. Yeah, I saw a video on Twitter and it was of, it's just high quality, well spoken. And I was like, wow, this video moved me. It was by Avery Chapman. So I was like, who's Avery Chapman? I started digging through his profile, looking at his stuff, and ended up saying to myself, all right, this guy could be a good dude to start a podcast with. So I sent him a DM on Twitter, and he answered and said, yeah, call me. Let's talk about it. And the rest is history.
That's so funny. One of my questions was going to be, how do you guys know each other? I didn't know that it was that this podcast is what brought you together. I figured just from the chemistry you had that you guys, you know, went way back, childhood friends. But that's really cool that this podcast is what brought you guys together. And I guess I didn't really explain it. So for my listeners, can you kind of describe what the podcast is just so they get a general understanding?
Yeah. So the podcast is a platform we created for people to share stories about difficult experiences they've had in their lives, whether that be traumas or moments or abuse or anything like that, because we believe vulnerability is the bridge that connects us as humans. Like if I'm sitting across the room from somebody and they're telling me about their accomplishments, like, Bill, that's great, but doesn't really connect me with him. Like, that's cool. Let me boast my accomplishments. But if he said, you know, I'm going through this, it's a tough time, you start to really connect. Then you start to open up. And that storytelling process really connects us. We wanted to build, we wanted to build a platform for people to do just that. And it's grown to where we are now. We've had burn victims, rape victims, cancer patients, Iranian refugees, a girl that was in a school shooting, like crazy things. Now that I'm even thinking about it, like we've had some crazy stories, but some people have never told them before. And they tell us how much it's impacted them, and our listeners say how much it's inspired them. So we just want to keep that going and keep building and growing that storytelling platform.
Yeah, and it's true. If you scroll through just the descriptions of your episodes, you'll see some, just from the descriptions, you'll see the wild stories that you guys have on there. And it is so true that this vulnerability is what connects people, because I've had friends and family and coworkers who, you know, you think you know people. Yeah. And then I've gone through my own traumatic experiences, and that's when they reach out and tell you about their own. And that it's like something clicks, and they just want to start sharing because they know it's going to help you to get through your own experiences. So there is something really, really magical about how it connects people. I don't know what it is, but obviously you guys have found it. But on that note, like, everyone has some things they've gone through, and it's great to connect with other people on that level. But you guys do it all the time. And I wanted to see, like, how does it affect you guys to constantly be hearing about, you know, the worst moments of people's lives? What does that do to you?
I mean, I'll go, Joey, if I can take this.
Yeah.
For me personally, you know, each story changes my life. If it's not in a big amount, it's just a little bit. It's changing me. It's helping me grow as a person. Every time you hear an individual talk about what they went through, you get an understanding of what people are going through. And no one on this earth knows, or, you know, they could be going, fighting this battle, and you're just sitting there listening, and you're like, how are you sane today? Like, how are you mentally okay today? And it just shows you how people have grit. They have a toughness about them. They have faced adversity and come out on the other side. And it makes me look at my problems, you know, and say, I can get through this. You know, I can get through these certain battles that I'm going through in my life personally, and or I can help someone else. You know, I can share the podcast with someone and say, hey, I know this isn't exactly what you're going through, but maybe this story could help you. And so, oh, man, it's been a ride, and it's been exciting, and it's just awesome how it has impacted me. And I feel so great every time I listen to a story afterwards. The fact that someone's willing to share their story with us and be vulnerable, you know, it's a great feeling.
Yeah, it is inspiring. It is inspiring, and it does help put things in perspective. And it's amazing how you can hear these things and come out feeling good always on the other side of it. And I'll give you one example. One of your episodes I was listening to, excuse me, it was Mike something. It was Heaven and Heroin. I think it was Mike Ash.
Mike Ash, yeah.
What a guy. Like, what a guy that is. But
incredible man.
I've had friends and family with heroin addictions. I've lost friends and family to heroin addictions. But just hearing his story gave me an understanding of those friends and family that I never had before. And I'm going to send that to like everyone I know. It's really what you're doing and getting people to open up and to understand what people are going through is great. And like you said, it helps you realize the person driving next to you in traffic or in front of you in line, you have no idea what their story is. And everyone has one. And one of the things I wanted to ask you is, when it comes to these people's hardships and traumatic experiences and difficulties, have you found any common threads that has helped them to overcome these traumas?
Yeah, well, first off, before we dive into that, I wanted to distinct for people who are unknown to the podcast of like, the point is to tell people stories and be vulnerable to stories. But what we do is we go deep into the stories. So some things may be uncomfortable, some things may be deep, but that's where the real truth is. That's life. We want life to be shown here. And it's not to be mistaken as a negative podcast. We want that person to share that story to positively affect them. We want that to reach other people, to positively affect those people listening. Like Avery said, to be like, listen, I have problems too, but look what he's been through. Look what he's been able to overcome. Or how Mike, how he overcame so much, how he describes what that was like. That's vivid. That's tough to hear, but that's reality. And we can't be numb to reality. Reality needs to be right in our face. And that's what we're trying to do with the podcast. But with common threads, all of these people, and I keep going back to Avery because he always notices it when we go through, they have great support systems. They have great people that they can turn to that really have their back. I know that Mike had his dad. His dad didn't let him. His dad saw what he was going through, but he didn't abandon him. He walked him through that process and helped him out. And everybody has this great support system. We've had Marius. Both of his family members died in Romania in a house fire, but two girls from the United States were there on a refugee trip and brought him back to the United States and gave him a home. Like, these are the type of things, the foundations and relationships that help people that have been through tough times, especially me and Avery, keep going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm glad you mentioned that. Just because for me, when I discovered your podcast, when we connected, I thought, I'm someone who my wife will want to watch a murder mystery or something. Yeah. I only watch like comedies and happy things on TV because I can't go to bed if I watch anything negative. So I was like, oh, this podcast might be tough for me to listen to. It's not. Like everything it is tough. The experiences that they talk about are deep and hard, sometimes hard to hear and tough, but it's inspiring. And it's you always come out feeling something, and it's not negative. You feel good, and you do feel inspired at the end of each episode. So yeah, I'm happy you made that clear. I don't want anyone to get the impression that you just have this like deep, depressing podcast.
No, yeah. we have had people reach out that don't understand and they haven't listened. They don't understand why we're doing this. And that's why it's important for us to share our mission and our story, because it's not about that. But you have to, those stories are so important to be told. It can be tough, but.
Yeah. Well, on that note, your podcast has like, it's still relatively new and it is growing rapidly. We've kind of covered it, but what do you think it is that is growing it so fast? What are people connecting with that is causing this crazy increase?
Well, I think it's a mixture of a lot of things. One, we have the stories. The stories are incredible. The stories are very impactful. And, you just like you said, you get a feel good feeling after you listen to it. But the other thing is, most of these people are just everyday people. This is the guy next to you on the highway, like Joey said. This is your neighbor. This is the lady at the grocery store. These people are everyday people. And, we could have celebrities on, we could have big name people on, but how often do you relate to Kim Kardashian's life? How often are you related to a Bill Gates or someone of that stature? you can more relate to someone who you see mowing the lawn, you know? You can relate to that guy delivering your Amazon package for the fifth time this week, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's what people are gravitating to. They feel like, yes, that's me, you know? I can see myself in their shoes, and I think people really appreciate that.
Yeah, it is helpful. These are your neighbors. These are your friends. This is your family. This is people that you can just relate to. It's nice to have that support structure, like you mentioned. I wanted to ask you if you guys had any, do you have like an online community that's related to the podcast where people can get together, connect, share their own stories? Is that something that you guys have or is in the works? I know you, on a recent podcast, you said you're starting a Patreon, which is a great way to do that. So are you helping people to connect in that sense?
Yes, that is the ultimate goal, is to create that community and that network. Now, we've been doing a lot of work and focus on the podcast and the episodes and all this stuff with getting sponsors and trying to really make it something we can do and put more money towards. But we want to build that community, and we started the Patreon to start to, you know, help us create better things, but also build people together, get people in a community, in a Facebook group. And that's what we're doing. So on Patreon, we have a Patreon. And on Instagram, we just started a private page just for people who really like the podcast. So they can go on there and the community can start to build and people can start to talk to each other, comment with each other. And along with the Patreon, we give people access to a private Facebook group. But it takes time to build, and takes time to build a community. And that's what we're really focusing on this season and going forward, because that's really where the impact starts becoming wide.
Do you have... So I'm just starting to get people reaching out to me and trying to and wanting to be a guest on the podcast and talking about the podcast, giving me feedback. I'm sure you guys have tons of it. Do you have some like favorite stories of people reaching out to you to tell you how the podcast has impacted them?
Oh, wow. Yeah, we get a bunch of different messages. I know Avery has a couple because he sees people all the time, and I see people all the time too, but they come up to him and he doesn't even know they listen to the podcast. Give a story.
Yeah, I was at a bar one night, and you know, I am, you know, I'm in the bag a little bit. You know, I'm feeling myself. You know, I'm a little drunk. But this guy, he just approaches me, and he's like, "Hey, man, I know you don't know me, but I listen to your podcast, and I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, like, it has changed my life." And right there, I was just like, I just gave the guy a hug. Like, I didn't know what else to do. Like, the guy was almost in tears talking about our podcast. And I'm like, wow, there's people out there listening to our podcast. Because you see the downloads, you know, you see the views and things like that. But you don't really understand the gravity of what you're doing until someone voices that to you. Someone comes up to you and tells you that this is something incredible. So that was an awesome moment for me personally.
Yeah, that's awesome. I can't even imagine that. The first time someone says, you know, listen, your podcast has changed my life, I would kind of have a breakdown moment for that too.
Right.
That's a crazy story. I mean, I know personally, I was just a kid coming out of college when I decided to start a podcast, living alone with a dog I couldn't take care of. I couldn't even take care of myself. And to be able to build this, it's sacrifice and all the stuff we have to do. People don't understand like all the work that goes behind this stuff. And to have somebody say like, man, you changed my life. You've impacted me. Like, that's what matters. It's not about thousands of downloads. Like, you could stare at that all you want and refresh to make sure you're up to date. And that's a thing, but the impact is with the people. It's with the people that say that, or the people that come up to me and are like, Joey, like, podcast is awesome. Like, I want to work for you guys one day. I'm like, whoa, like, we're just started, like, future. But it's really cool. And it's, I just love it. That's why I keep doing it. I wouldn't do it. There's a lot of stuff to go into it, but I just love it.
Yeah, I know you guys don't do it for the thousands of downloads, but I am thankful that your podcast is getting thousands and thousands of downloads. I'm so thankful you guys reached out. I'm so thankful I found the podcast. I'm going to share it with pretty much everyone I know. Where can everyone find you guys? I know you're on Instagram. You mentioned the Patreon. Can you plug all those so that everyone listening can go find them themselves?
Yeah. So for the Instagram, we have a Instagram called Mindshape Podcast, just all one word. And the private group, you know, is for that private group of people. So if you like the podcast, reach out to us. We'll add you into that group. Patreon is just go to patreon.com. You can just type in Mindshape and the Mindshape Podcast will come up. That gives you access to ad-free episodes. It gives you access to bonus episodes that we're doing. And we're even going to include some video content in there too, for those people on Patreon. And yeah, we're on Facebook, Mindshape Podcast. We're on Twitter, Mindshape Pod. There's a lot of different things. Give us a follow. And if you're interested, reach out.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming on the podcast. Everyone that's listening, please go and do that. You've inspired me to talk a little bit more with my wife about our traumatic experiences, mine, hers, our shared experiences. Maybe one day I could open up and talk about it on air. I'm not quite ready yet, but you are moving me in that direction. So thank you for that. And just thank you for everything you're doing.
Yes, of course. Come on anytime, man.
Yeah, of course, man. It's been awesome. And come on, when you're ready, we'll have you on the podcast.